Off the ball, rugby.
This was always going to be a tough year for Ireland and Leinster after giving so many players to the Lions. And I think Alan and I said in October, the only time we can assess this Irish team is at the end of the Six Nations.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Senegal are stripped of their Africa Cup of Nations title. Arsenal advance to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. On a night, former winners Manchester City and Chelsea were both dumped out. And we look ahead to tonight's games in Europe at Liverpool, Newcastle and Tottenham all in action. But first today, the Secretary General of Senegal's Football Federation says they'll appeal the decision to strip them of their Africa Cup of Nations title. Morocco have been crowned champions 2 months after losing the final. Senegal have been punished for walking off the pitch in protest after Morocco, the hosts, were awarded a late penalty. The Athletic's football correspondent David Ornstein says the case is now heading to the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
I think the Confederation of African Football, CAF, have been up against on a number of issues over the years and often lose at CAS. So maybe this could be reversed back in the other direction.
In CAF's statement on Tuesday, the governing body said that its appeal board found that Senegal's actions were within the scope of Articles 82 and 84. It said that Senegal infringed Article 82 of the AFCON regulations, which states that a team will forfeit the game if it leaves the ground before the regular end of the match without the authorisation of the referee. Article 84 subsequently states that the forfeiting team will be ruled to have lost the match 3-0 unless the opponent was leading by a more advantageous scoreline. Pep Guardiola feels his Manchester City side are still a work in progress after their 5-1 aggregate loss to Real Madrid in the Champions League last night. Vinicius Jr. scored a penalty early in the match after Bernardo Silva was shown a red card for a handball on the line. Erling Haaland did pull one back for City in the second half. Vinicius Jr. got a second late in the game. With a trip to Wembley this weekend, the City boss feels they still have plenty to play for this season.
We have a final on Sunday. We have the FA Cup, Liverpool here. Premier League is still to fight and finish well the Premier League and prepare good decisions for the next season. And next season we'll be back in the Champions League.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his players were immense in reaching the quarterfinals. Goals in either half from Eberechi Eze and Declan Rice helped the Gunners seal a place in the last eight thanks to their 3-1 aggregate win over Bayer Leverkusen.
The soul of the team, I think, the manner that they go for every ball, you know, the passion that that they show in every action is remarkable, and doing it every 3 days at that level is so difficult.
Sporting ended Norwegian side Bodø/Glimt's fairy tale run with a 5-0 win in Lisbon after extra time. The Portuguese side were 3-0 down from the first leg and managed to turn it around by scoring 3 goals to force extra time. Sporting will play Arsenal in the quarterfinals. Chelsea lost 3-0 at home to PSG, who won 8-2 on aggregate. Kvicha Kvaratskhelia and Bradley Barkla scored early goals at Stamford Bridge to put the game to bed. Chelsea boss Liam Senior says the outcome shows just where they are as a squad.
They've played over 100 games in 18 months. They've had no break in terms of the international games, the travelling that, say, as João Pedro, Enzo Fernandes and Moy Caicedo do to South America. It's not an excuse. This is a byproduct of success of the Club World Cup.
On this morning's Off the Ball, Ger Gilroy and Colin Buick were joined by the 42's Gavin Cooney, and he questioned the entire Chelsea project.
Is there a world where Liam Rossini talks his players into being as good as his words might suggest? Like, can Chelsea become a force under Rossini? No.
And not with the back five that they picked last night, right? I mean, the mad thing about Chelsea is the amount of money that they've spent on that squad and the team always looking short in massive areas, usually a centre-back and a goalkeeper, which is mad, you know? And again, goes to show that, you know, the old line about, I think it was used for Tottenham, that there used to be a football club over there. I mean, Chelsea are often resemble less of a football club and more of a kind of a hedge fund now, just in this kind of collection of assets which may accrue in value and can be flipped down the line. So unfortunately, while they have outstanding quality in central midfield and on the wings and up front and Cole Palmer, defensively they're so weak. And obviously the Reece James injury really hurt them last night. So you had Sarr making his Champions League debut at right back and like made a complete hames of that first Kvaratskhelia goal. You know, fairly tame at centre back, obviously undermined by the Levi Colwill injury. And then at goalkeeper, they faffed around between Robert Sanchez and Jorgensen, neither of whom really have been good enough. And Jorgensen, the reason they were so, you know, they were training 5-2 after the first leg is because Jurgensen basically threw a couple of goals in, you know, that, and Chelsea played quite well in the first leg. And PSG are outstanding, you know, in this era of kind of physicality and set pieces in the Premier League. It is quite the reproach to that outlook that PSG, you know, made ribbons of a series of Premier League teams on the way to the title last season. And then, you know, the FIFA World Cup final defeat to Chelsea, they now make look like an aberration by beating them 8-2 on aggregate. Like, that is an absolute hammering.
Yes.
So, PSG still look amazing, but Chelsea are, you know, Chelsea are just a strange outfit, right? I mean, they've spent, the money that they've spent would make you think they're all geared to success, but they're spending it and you're thinking, what is the most important thing here? Is it profit or is it winning? Yeah. And I think with Chelsea, it's very clear what is the true priority.
And if you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says his players have shown they are willing to fight all season, and he expects more of that mentality in tonight's home clash with Galatasaray. Turkish champions are 1-0 up from the first leg in Istanbul last week. Slot says the backing of the home crowd will give them an advantage.
What of course makes it difficult is we've played them already twice and we lost twice against them. The good thing is that now for the first time we play at home and we have the support of our fans, which will be supportive again because that's what they've always been and will always be.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says they're treating tonight's key clash away to Barcelona as just another game. It's 1-1 from the first leg at St James's Park. Howe says they get ready for every match like it's the final of Europe's top club competition.
We'll do the work in the same way. We're preparing the same way. Yes, we're in a different environment, one we've never been to before. We'll enjoy the game when it comes, but we'll only truly enjoy it if we deliver what we know we need to deliver. And I think we're in a good place to do that.
Tottenham interim boss Igor Tudor insists it's difficult but not impossible to overturn a 3-goal deficit at home to Atletico Madrid tonight. Spurs were beaten 5-2 in the Spanish capital last week in the first leg in a game that will be remembered for Antonin Kinski being taken off after just 17 minutes. Tudor says they know what's required.
We need to stay in the game. Much as possible, one good result. The game can be long, so focus on our strength, our things. We can have everything still to play. So believe that we can do it. That's an important thing from the start.
The other game in the Champions League tonight sees Bayern Munich host Atalanta. Bayern are 6-1 up from the first leg. AC Milan are the latest club to be linked with a move for Ireland international Troy Parrott this summer, according to Miguel Delaney in the London Independent. The 24-year-old Dubliner has scored 27 goals in all competitions for AZ Alkmaar this season. They value the striker at €30 million. Parrott is set to be named in the Ireland squad, which will be named at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning for their World Cup playoff against the Czech Republic. Watford are now just 5 points outside the playoff places in the Championship after a 3-1 win at home to Wrexham. It's just their second win in 6 games at Vicarage Road. Wrexham stay in 6th place, but they could be replaced by Southampton tonight if they get a win against Norwich. And Kasper Schmeichel's admitted his career might be over due to a serious shoulder injury. The Celtic goalkeeper has been playing through the pain barrier since he hurt his left shoulder playing for Denmark last year, and he aggravated the problem against Stuttgart last month. He's missed the last 5 matches for Celtic and was given the diagnosis on a visit to a specialist on Monday. Speaking to the CBS Sports Golazzo Network, Schmeichel pondered if he would ever play football again.
And Kasper, obviously you got a more serious injury. I mean, you've been told something yesterday, haven't you?
I was told. I was at a specialist yesterday. That basically, I'm going to need 2 surgeries now to fix my shoulder, which is it's a bit of a body blow. It's basically torn the bicep, torn the rotator cuff, dislocated the shoulder, torn the labrum. Everything's kind of gone. And you know, to maybe put it into terms that you can understand, is like an outfielder doing their ACL and their Achilles at the same time. It's looking like 10 to 12 months of rehab. It's been a strange few days.
Kasper,
10 to 12 months. Sorry, go on.
Well, I was going to say you're smiling, but how do you really feel about that?
No, listen, it's one of those. I was told yesterday, and yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know anything right now in the sense of you don't really know how to react to this because, you know, I could have potentially played my last ever football game, and I've been a footballer since the day I was born, and that kind of thought is yeah, it's devastating. It's it's very, very hard to wrap my head around at the moment.
I could feel that, you know, when we was by the pitch. So me and you, Peter, we was looking out and just admiring the players. Mm-hmm. But you was looking at it differently. You wanted to be out there on the grass, didn't you?
In that, yeah, it was a tough night because, you know, we were stood there having a look at the, I was looking at the keeper's warm up and thinking that, you know, I might never get to do that again. And that for me was, so in that sense, it was a tough night and, you know, very, very emotional. You know, as much as you guys have been nice, I haven't enjoyed a single minute of it in that sense because it's, you know, you're looking at what could be waiting for you, and not that it's not good in other ways, but it's, you know, I've been a footballer ever since I can remember. And to think that I might not be able to do that again is yeah, that's a...
And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.